This interview is for information only and should not be considered as investment advice or a recommendation to buy shares in the company featured. Welcome to this Stockbox interview. Darren Hazlewood, the CEO of Panther Metals, is joining us today to talk about the company's Canadian project as the focus shifts away from Australia, as it's put into its own listed vehicle to effectively manage itself and run itself. Is it right to say, Darren, that the focus now going forward for Panther Metals will be in the direct project interest in Canada?
Hi, Mark. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we've done a lot of work in Australia. That's now set on its course. And that ship is very much sailing. We've been very fortunate. We've got a fantastic team in Australia, and you know that they've got the abilities to take these assets forward and realise the value and the uplift in those. And I'm delighted to be able to do that, because as a business, it now frees us up to focus on our core assets that we've got to get on the ground with. Quite honest with you, Mark.
Okay, so let's talk about those core assets then, Darren, in Canada, in the Schreiber-Hemlo region. Can you just tell us a little bit about that region, first of all, and why you're active in that area?
Look, Ontario is one of the greatest mining and most prolific mining districts in the world. You can go from one side of Ontario to the other, and everywhere you are going to come across mining activity. Everybody knows Timms, they know Hemlo, obviously. And then on the other side, you've got the lads at Great Bear Resources that have made a stunning discovery over there. And there's everything in between. So it's one of the best postcodes in the world, and we're delighted to be involved in Ontario.
Okay, so you've got two projects there. You've got the Big Bear Project and the Dotted Lake. Let's start with Dotted Lake, why not? What can you tell us about Dotted Lake? Why did you pick up this license to begin with? What exploration work have you done, and what are the next steps you're going to be carrying out there?
Well, look, the Dotted is 16 kilometres north of Hemlo. However, I would point people in the direction of Generation Mining, who are just north of Marathon, Ontario. That is to our west, and then to our east, you've got Palladium One, who have made a nice discovery. Now, Generation Mining, they've got they've released an economic feasibility study on their mine. That's a great piece of work, and I'd encourage people to look at that. And then to our east, you've got Palladium One, who are making more and more discoveries and high grade discoveries on their property, the Toyko project area, and we sit in the middle. We believe we sit in there on a big fold, on a massive geological fold, and that's why that has more interest. But Dotted Lake itself, I've got some very interesting results at surface. Now, Dotted Lake isn't like the Big Bear Project or other projects in Ontario, that there's very, very little outcropping, so it's not a natural environment for prospectors to go to. They don't have the same opportunity to make the discoveries at surface that would then potentially point to greater things happening underground. However, in one of the outcropping areas, there's remarkable at surface gold grades, and that's the exact point that we're going to be drilling. And we're going to be drilling there shortly, Mark. And when I say shortly, I mean it's absolutely imminent. In Ontario at the moment, the drill rigs are not an easy commodity to get hold of. There are some really substantial drilling programs going on across the district. So as a result, a hole of 400 metres that would have been very, very interesting to the companies maybe 18 months ago, now just simply doesn't have the same appeal. And the way that this is going to have to be done is in between, effectively in between bigger jobs for the drilling boys. So as soon as they finish on a contract at the moment, they will then drop into Dotted Lake, drill our hole, and carry on to the next bigger contract.
Okay.
And as a result of that, we're not quite able to pinpoint the exact time. I was hoping that this hole would have been done by now. But it's just a combination of the markets have been strong, companies are well cashed up. So they're taking advantage of that. And there's obviously a knock-on effect down the supply. And however, this all could happen literally at any time. It's going to be a phone call. We're drilling into to a gold bearing shear zone. There's been trenching done, 100 meters of trenching along there. And what we're doing, we're drilling at about 60 degrees straight underneath this trench. The reason we're going so deep, 400 meters, is to have a look at the stratigraphy. Mm-hmm. Now, we don't know really what's happening in that exact location at this time at depth. And the simple reason for that is because nobody's ever drilled it. I think Miranda did drill 3 holes on the property many, many years ago. And those holes were just over 100 meters. So it never got to the depth and it wasn't in this exact location. So we want to have a look at stratigraphy. We sense that we're going to be drilling through. Well, we know we're going to be drilling straight into a gold bearing shear zone. We don't know the depth of that. However, we do suspect that we've got it on. Some geologists we know would expect us to then potentially encounter gabbro rock beneath that. And this is about building our understanding. This is going to save a lot of surface work for us because it's going to build our knowledge. We've still got a team going in there this summer to do some work on the ground that dotted. And that's really just an expansion of the overall area. But Dotted itself, this is a tiny portion of Dotted Lake. It's a tiny area on a property that is absolutely dominated by contact zones. And contact zones are historically where you find commercially viable mineralization. And that's exactly what we're looking for at Dotted. So it's definitely exciting times over at Dotted. And we can't wait for this to happen. We had some good news yesterday regarding flights and access to Canada is going to be eased, hopefully, in early September. The indications are that's going to happen on the 7th of September. So, you know, my ideal scenario is that we can get out there early in September for other reasons. But at that time, I'm also going to have some core to inspect, which would be brilliant.
And when you refer to stratigraphy, then, that's the layers of rocks, is that right, under the ground? And you can put this one drill down this and get this core up to effectively study that and try and build a picture of the geology. Is that right?
You've hit the nail exactly on the head there, Mark. That's exactly what it's doing. We're literally looking at the rocks and rock types, and that core will give us a good indication of what's going on under. Look, obviously we're after discovery, but ironically that's not necessarily going to be our primary aim with this hole. But if we got a discovery, we certainly wouldn't be sending it back.
Well, let's now move on to Big Bear then. And again, so what can you tell us about that? What do you like about the Big Bear project, and where are you at the moment with it?
We've done the hard miles at Big Bear. We love the project. It's one of those projects that it's almost kid in the sweet shop time regarding targets. We know that we've from as a result of mag survey and groundwork that we've undertaken, historic work as well, that we've got something in the region of 38 high priority drill targets, and there's a just over 250 targets in all. This is narrow vein, high grade gold bearing zones. You've got adits all over the place. Now, they're basically mini mines, I guess you would call it. This is where the old timers would hit a grade at surface, and they would just keep would keep mining that ore until that vein ran out. So whatever direction that vein was travelling in, they followed it and kept mining. And they've done that in numerous places all over the Big Bear project. We've actually gone in there. We've made discoveries, gold in soils in places that weren't previously known. We also know that we've got an iron formation on the property, and it was in that area that we found the gold in soils. That's significant, Mark, because when gold is effectively transported from depth, gold needs a host. And invariably that silica, and the silica acts as almost like a taxi. But once that contacts with iron formation, that causes the silica to stop. Okay, it acts as a braking mechanism. So if you imagine trillions of taxis all heading in the same direction, and suddenly everyone comes to a stop. So it's almost like a motorway where the cars are piling in behind each other. And over time, that creates your gold deposits. So that is common. It's a common feature of iron formation. So it geologically, everything points to that being a very interesting area. Also, on our mag survey, that there's an area to our north where we've got high mag signal in a completely unexplored part of our property that we've got no evidence of any prospectors ever having been there. You've got multiple faulting in that area. And what actually happens, the faulting is such that we end up in this particular point with almost a triangular shape. And this mag height actually sits bang in the middle of this faulting, bang in the middle of the triangle. So that also adds to quite an intriguing picture, but there are so many intriguing pictures of Big Bear. The Jeddah area, I could spend 20 minutes talking about the Jeddah area, which is further to the southeast down towards, which is just the other side of the North Shore deposit, which is, as we know, you know, that hosts well over 1 million ounces in the ground. And the guys there are continuing to work that and drill that area. So it's quite an exceptional location. As I say, we've done a lot of miles on the ground there now. We know a huge amount. We've kind of put all the pieces together. And what we've got to get, we've got to get these drill permits issued. One of the issues we've certainly had is we can't engage face-to-face with the First Nations in the area, which we absolutely need to. It's not a situation that makes you particularly happy that we haven't been able to do that. But that's purely down to international travel and not being able to get face-to-face. But that's number one on my list. I will get over there as the first opportunity, as I say, hopefully September. And I'd be delighted to sit down to really, really get an understanding of First Nations engagement and how we can start to build a relationship that ultimately is beneficial to all of us. And we just need to start building that relationship. And I'm ahead of, trying to get ahead of the curve here, but that's not been an easy one to resolve in the current climate. But yeah, I'm definitely on that and looking forward to getting around the table and learning a bit more and building my own understanding. And that's hugely important.
Okay, fantastic. Well, thank you very much, Darren. It certainly sounds like things are going to be ramping up with Panther Metals, the focus very much being on Canada there. And you've got your First Nations approval for Big Bear Project. And of course, the drill that is planned and should be turning fairly soon at Dotted Lake. So is it fair to say that really things are going to start ramping up now at Panther Metals?
They are, and you know, I'd be the first to admit that the last 6 months have probably been frustrating for shareholders. However, I would counter that by saying, look, when we're doing what we're doing, we're doing it for the right reasons. We're underpinning the value, and we've done that with what we're done in Australia. Now, investors are going to see 12 times uplift from the get go. I think Australia is certainly going to be priced to go. There's some brilliant projects over there, and Canada is now, that gives us the freedom to really target Canada and really to get on with it. And look, Mark, this is exploration. We don't want to overcommit ourselves. We don't want to spread ourselves too thin. But I would certainly say that there's certainly potentially, you know, other things available to us now that we've lost the cost base in Australia, it's ramp up all round.
Okay, well, Darren Hazelwood, the CEO of Panther Metals, thank you very much.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you for listening to this Stockbox interview. For more information, interviews and videos, Visit our website at stockboxmedia.com or give us a follow on Twitter by searching at Stockbox Media.